okay, I think we're all clear about the problem. We now need to think of how we can deal with the problem. Any ideas?
Well, I suppose we could ask members of staff to do some business English courses. You know, speaking and writing in the workplace, that kind of thing. Quite a few places put on courses like that. I went to one at the British Council a couple of years ago. It was pretty useful.
I agree with Dave in the sense that there's obviously going to have to be some kind of training element if we want to improve people's English. But I'm not sure that just asking people to take business courses is the best solution.
Right. Apart from anything else, it will be incredibly expensive. And here, I'm assuming that the company would be prepared to pay for staff training. What's the situation on that, Lisa?
Well, Jerry said there will obviously be money available. But like Mike, I think it's unrealistic to expect everybody in the company to do courses. We just wouldn't be able to afford it.
And it'd also be pretty inefficient. The topics covered in those courses might not be relevant to our company's needs.
So, why don't we get one of these organizations, you know, British Council, PolyU, Hong Kong U, to put on courses specially for us? That really meets our needs.
But what are our needs?
Having people who can speak clearly and politely on the phone, people who can write well-organized, grammatically correct letters, reports. Isn't that obvious?
Yes, but not everybody has to do the same thing. What I think we should do is get a very clear idea of our needs.
Yeah.
Then we can ensure that whatever training program we organize is going to be really effective.
But we know what our needs are.
Sorry, Mike. I'd like to hear what John says. I think she might be on to something.
Well, I think we should try to get a clear picture of the kinds of speaking and writing tasks that our staff have to perform in English. In other words, who has to write letters? Not all of us do. And what kinds of letters do we need to write? Request letters? Confirmation letters? Sales letters? And so on?
So what you are saying is we try to draw up an inventory of the kinds of spoken and written communication tasks we need to perform in the company, and the people at various grades who have to perform them, and then tailor a business English program which provides specific training in those tasks. So that, for example, people who tend to write lots of letters would get specific training in the language and organization of the letters that they have to write every day.
Yep, I think that's a good idea. At least that way we'll ensure that the training is really relevant.
So, I guess what we need to think about now is how we're going to do this. Any ideas?